you're doing to me.
Go and play Lion Field, so it's my yard then and forget there's a radio station this.
This society don't like the truth. The truth always cause offense. See? For example, when I told a journalist that I taught Bob Marley to play music, he was offended by that. Because maybe I was must be too black to teach a white man's son music. See?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what's the conflict all about.
Mm-hmm.
Seeing because there is the whole general system of underestimating a black man's ability and integrity. Seeing, especially when you're fundamental black. Seeing, and I realize that I am too black for the business because my business is truth and rights. And if I can tell them a simple truth like that and they're offended, suppose I tell them truth. Guys, oh, drop dead. Seeing, so I will not even deal with that situation. Music is my business because I taught about music and I am proud to say that I taught many more musicians music. Seeing, because I taught Bonnie Wheeler's music too.
Mm-hmm.
Seeing, I taught Alton Ellis music and they are proud to tell people that.
Mm-hmm.
Seeing,
it's true.
So why should I be ashamed to say I taught about music? And then the system or the shit system want it to look like is Bob was my student, I was Bob's student. See?
Mm-hmm.
And that is total definition of my character, underestimation of my ability. Thank See, you. Because I am the dean of my university.
Hey, hey, hey. Looks like my black brother will since Africa has got to be free. Africa got to be free. Africa got to be free. Africa got to be free.
Yeah, that's a progression.
Peter, what's a bomba clot? What were you saying?
Bomba clot. Bomba clot is one of Jamaica's passwords, one of the most highest potential of culture that relieves the spells of evil.
Why? How?
Well, it's so scientific. I've been investigating this word so long to find out what these words mean. And what they are for, cause in the beginning was the word, and the word was with Jah, and the word was Jah. The same is in this time, cause so it was in the beginning, so shall it be in these days.
I see.
Well, I was born and raised and grown up in colonialism and exploitation. And hear that, and I heard that, bomba clot, ras clot, blood clot, and every kind of clot you can think of is bad word and indecent language.
Yeah.
And I born come here, it in Jamaica, so why is it indecent? So I went on an investigation, and once upon a time, I found myself in some circumstances, held down by some spiritual vampires that my mouth couldn't move, my tongue couldn't shake, my hand couldn't move, and the only thing could make me move is say, move your bumbo clot and I'm free.
All right.
Yes, sir. And from that day on, I never stopped say bumbo clot. Yes, sir.
Smoke herb.
Herb?
Yes, I. Marijuana is a girl from Cuba.
Mm.
The lawmakers make every name illegal to incriminate the underprivileged. And I, who happen to be one of the so-called underprivileged, happen to grow in the constituency of those laws. Seen where they call the healing of the nation ganja and all form of dangerous abusive names. Seen
ganja's abusive name?
Yes, man. Ganja is a bird in Australia. Seen? And I don't smoke ganja. Herb and music is the healing of the nation. Seen? Herb is the key to inspiration, the doors of inspiration. Without herb, any other thing causes distortion and confusion. See? And I live in the realms of inspiration.
I'm getting disgusted. When will be laws adjusted? I'm getting disgusted.
there. Don't wanna get a busted. I'm getting disgusted. They cannot be trusted. End up in jail. A judge and if you reach him will grudge. I'm getting disgusted. I don't want to get busted. They cannot be trusted. Who don't get disgusted. Man want to walk free. He want to smoke free. Out of captivity. He's getting disgusted and he don't want to get busted.
Do you think that there is a connection between this, the speech at the One Love concert and the incident last fall when you were brutalized?
Yes.
Could you talk about that a little bit?
I was doing some waiting for rehearsal.
Where were you?
At Half a Trees, waiting for two of my musicians.
Right near Aquarius, around there?
Right there, Aquarius Studio. While waiting there, I found out that two of my musicians was at the studio doing some work, so I was still there waiting, standing up outside with this piece of roach in my hand. A guy came up and took the roach.
Plain clothes or
plain? Yes, plain clothes. I don't know who he is.
Never saw him before?
No. Took the roach, so I looked when I saw him with the roach and I took it back from him. So what?
Just like grabbed it from
him? Yes, just grabbed it out of the man because I wasn't looking in the direction that he came from. So I said, what happened? He didn't say nothing. I took it back from him and held it there. He started to grab at it again. So I said, what? What happened? He said, I must go down, so. I said, down, so, which we call down, so. So I said, from he mentioned the word down, so, I realized that that's a police attitude, see? So I just generously just opened it and blew out the contents. And I said, this is what you want to carry out down, so far. See? But he didn't like that. He started to grab at me aggressively now. Who is
my killed this one man now?
Yes, that one guy. Grabbing and tear off my clothes and all those things. Couldn't move me. Well, he went in the street now and started waving up cars and things to get assistance. Nothing stopped because it was a guy in plain clothes who knew him. See? Well, he went out in the street just still looking and saw one of his associates. See? Well, he mentioned to him that here is a criminal here. Must help him carry him down, so. See? Well, when the next one heard that there is a criminal, he just pull his gun from his pocket and run, come over aggressively, start pushing gun all about my face and trying to push fear into me. And so I just hit him off and say, what the blood clot doing? Where'd I come from? What happened? Has that for not training? It's so the police force training if you come deal with people and intelligent. And I wasn't brought up. And some of them don't like them thing there. Well, them try them brute force and ignorance and it couldn't work.
Did they know who you were?
No, I don't know if they know. I don't business or care where they want to know. Because you don't have to know a man to treat him the way he should be treated.
That's true, but you've gone beyond being a national figure in Jamaica to being much more.
Because I am so humble. I don't wear a jacket and tie and walk with my briefcase and drive a big Lincoln Continental or a Mercedes Benz and look exclusively different from the rest. I look like the people. See? So they didn't bother check because serious adult rasta according to the society. Well, after they tried their things and it didn't work. One was punching at me, punching. I don't throw a blow all now. Well, they just chucked me in a can and just went for all weapons of destruction and just moved towards my head. About 8 to 10 guys. I don't mean two guys. two guys couldn't do that, four guys couldn't do that, blood clot. 8 to 10 guys gang made with weapons of destruction.
In the police station?
In the station. Close the door and chase away the people.
Uniformed and plain clothes?
They were plain clothes police. Chase away the people and gang my head with button. I was beating my head with button and for about 1.5 hours until my hand broke, because I was using my hand to stop blows and couldn't take no more blows and broke. See? When my hand broke now, I run to the door and then push me back in blows. I run to the window, then push me back in blows. And when I found out that these guys' intention was to kill, see? What I had to do was just play dead by just lying down.
Passive resistance.
See? And they say, yes, him is dead.
the future hold for you?
The future with me is in Africa. Because we can't take discrimination. See? And I remember when where I came from and where I'm coming from. I don't intend to go back there anymore because I don't walk backwards, forward ever, backward never.
Don't listen.
My song say Mama Africa. It's just telling my mother Africa that I am coming home. Seeing I am sick and tired of being abused indefinitely, indirectly and directly, diplomatically condemned, humiliated, brutalized, and the amount of plots on my life daily continual. But that don't put me in fear. I'm not going in exile. Cause they can't do me nothing. My father gash lightning and thunder, heart attack a guy. See? So if a guy thinks he can sit down and try to bring his evil devices to pass upon my head, it's impossible. Cause you know why? The sun shall not smite I by day, nor the moon by night, nor the pestilence that walk by day, nor destruction that wasteth at noonday, nor destruction that lurks in darkness. None of them can do I no wrong.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your rights. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your rights. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight. You preach a man, don't tell me heaven is under the earth. You are a ghost and you don't know what life is really worth. It's not all that glitter is gold. And have the story you never told. But now we see the light. We gonna stand up for rights. Come on, get up, stand up. Everybody, stand up for your rights now. Get up, stand up, and don't give up the fight. Most people think a great God will come from the sky, take away everything and left everybody dry. But if you know what life is worth, you would look for yours right here on earth. And when you see the light, you'll have to stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight. Cause we're sick and tired of this bullshit game. Die and go to heaven in Jesus' name. I know and overstand, our Father is a living man. You fool some people sometimes, but you can't fool all the people all the time. And now we see the light, we are gonna stand up for our rights. Come on, get up, stand up. Stand up for your rights. Get up, stand up. Don't give up, don't give up, don't give up.
Right, now, how about Mark of the Beast? When did you write that?
Mark of the Beast. Well, that song now is a historical song. Yeah, man. This song was written the first time before I was brutalized by the police the first time. Mm-hmm. See, I have a history on this song. That night, it was about 10 o'clock. I came from the country with some fresh, first time since Emilia came to town. See?
It's around 74?
It's 74, no man, it's 72, man. So I just came from the country with some fresh herb and was inside the house testing out this good herb. See? Testing out the good herb and it was very exotic. See? Well, feeling the ingredients moving through me started to create inspiration. And the inspiration that came up, it was a prophetic inspiration. I was seeing between the lines in the future, which was to manifest itself in the next 15 minutes.
Oh, what happened?
See? Well, writing on my table, sitting around my table, tapping, there were some people keeping a party inside of the yard that I live in. And I was inside, people was outside dancing. I was inside making music, totally locked off to what was going on outside. Because it's like I couldn't even hear what was going on, even though it was a party.
Uh-huh.
Since I was there locked off, creating music and tapping on my table like this, creating the rhythm. Here comes, I heard a shot fire. The song I was singing, I see the mark of the beast on their ugly faces. I see them congregating in evil places. Me know them are wicked. See? Well, during that happening, I didn't even reach the second verse. I heard a shot fire. See? When I heard that shot fire, I said, what that? And my woman was inside. That was my woman who died in the car crash. She was inside. And I said, she went outside and looked, and she said it was the police. Well, like, after I heard the shot fire, seconds later, I saw people running around the house and through my apartment. And, well, them running through my apartment. I said, wait, so what kind of thing going on? Because I had a door there and a door behind me, so them could just run through and go through and go reach and go to the back. Well, I was there sitting down still at the same because I did not intend to break the communication with the inspiration. See? So I was there, you know, informing the communication with inspiration, and here comes a guy, come inside, came through my door, come inside, same with my spliff, man, like this same length, not longer than this. And he come and say, what that? I say, a ganja that you have there? I say, ganja is a bird in Australia. We don't know that. I say, it's what that? I say, herb. I say, make him see it. Give it to him. He smelled it. I say, a ganja, man. See? I said, we take it back from him. I said, give him herb, man. Give me spliff. Well, at that time, there's a guy in plain clothes, which could be a robber. See? Look ordinary.
No suit and tie, right?
No. Just look ordinary. Just coming out of the rum bar. Well, he came after him, realized, I took my spliff from him, started to push it on my hand into my pants waist. They always approach me that kind of way. See, I said, I eased out his hand. I said, no, man, you can't do that. In my house, this. She eased out his hand about a couple times well. And after doing that, he went outside, realized that he took out his gun first. I said, come, put your man back in my pants face and I eased it out the same way. See? So he went outside, called him friends, he saw a criminal inside there. See? Well, his friends, them was about six of them. Two of them came inside with him and dragged me outside. Well, when they dragged me outside, two held on to this hand and two held on to this hand. And the one who is the leader for that execution squad, he took out his 38 out of his waist and started punching me in the abdominal with a loaded 38. See? Till I'm tired, put it back in his waist. I'm using fist, same place, till I'm tired. Saying if your fist could go back in the waist, and put it back in your toe. And go for a rifle, and take a rifle from his friend. And meanwhile, they was holding me like this, like Jesus on the cross. See? He slammed to my ribs, lower vertebrae. One was dislocated. See? All right, give back the guy the rifle. He went behind my house. He took a piece of stick that catch the clothesline outside. Break off the bottom, which is the biggest part, and came back while I was holding like this roof to my forehead, 7 stitches. See? So I was prophetically looking in the future, which was to manifest itself in the next minutes. And
visit irockin.com for more Nigerian music anytime, anywhere.
Listen up now, the way that you want it, I want it too. The way that you love him, I'm loving you too. The way that you're screaming, I'm dancing, I'm would I like to see our dreams become reality. There's a war going on, a war you cannot see. Right versus wrong, it's a war that is so real. I wake up in the morning, the sun I do see. But I feel the vibes, forces around me. Can you feel it? Where it came, innocent fallen victim, thought they can explain. Intellect takes advantage of the simple man. Intellect takes advantage of the simple man. And the people having problems from where it came, innocent fallen victims, thought they can explain. Intellect takes advantage of the simple man. Intellect takes advantage of the hey. Feel it. Pyramid, all seen eye on a dollar bill. What does it mean? Where did it come from? Why is it there? I repeat myself. Eagle the stars, pyramid. What is the all seen eye doing on a dollar bill? What's going on? Wouldn't like to see our dreams become reality. There's a war going on, a war you cannot see. Right versus wrong, it's a war, it is so real. I wake up in the morning, the sun I do see. But I feel the vibes, the forces around me.
Yeah. dolor.